You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, the U.S. Surgeon General just issued a report on drug addiction. We'll look at the root causes of opioid drug abuse.
First, the State Department of Public Instruction submitted its funding request for the 2017 to 2019 state budget.
The department is asking for an increase of over $700 million in funding for public schools throughout the state, spread over the next 2 years to bolster school services and narrow the achievement gap.
Tony Evers joins us now. He's the Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Superintendent Evers, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
A big picture, a substantial funding increase. Make the case for that.
Well, certainly our schools of the state have been hampered to a great extent by low increases over the last couple of biennium. In fact, two bienniums ago, it was actually reduced. And in addition, a lot of that money went directly into property tax relief. We're all in favor of that, of course, but the most of the money that has been allocated did not go to schools. So it's $700 million, but it's a inflationary rate in the first year and about 5% the second year. So even though it's a big number percentage-wise, I think, doable.
In the news last week, we saw some school referenda around the state, a goodly number of them. You have pointed to that as a sign that this funding is needed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you think about it. In a relatively robust and a presidential election where people were describing their angst and their anger about government and bad feelings about themselves as citizens, they turned around 55 school districts in the state of Wisconsin and said, we will tax ourselves more in order to make sure that our schools are good places for kids to learn, make sure that we can keep the doors open. And so I think, you know, hats off to the school board members and teachers and administrators across the state. They've connected with their local population saying, we need this, and they understand. Now, in turn, while we're doing backflips around making sure about these referenda passing, that is, to me, that strength is a points to the weakness at the state level. We need to make sure that we reengage at the state level to provide adequate resources so that districts don't have to go to referendum at the rate they are. It's just an amazing number of referenda over the last several years, frankly.
Let's dig into some of the particulars of your funding request. A lot of focus, and we've talked about this some in the past, on schools in rural areas. Can you talk about some of the challenges they're facing, how you're hoping to help meet those in this budget?
Yes, well, we're going to go for a much fuller and robust request around sparsity aid, which goes to our most needy rural school districts. And on top of that request, we're also looking to add some money so that rural school districts can actually compete in a more equitable way for teachers as they look to move on to more wealthy school districts. I think it's really important that our rural schools have the same quality of teachers as our suburban schools. In addition, we'll be looking for resources around high-cost transportation, which is always a significant issue for our rural schools. So all told, we're very proud of what we're doing in our rural areas of the state, but we have to make sure that we continue to provide adequate resources for them.
Talking to Tony Evers, Superintendent of Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. You've also looked for more equity in school funding and, of course, equity in school outcomes. How are you trying to address that in the budget?
Well, we're trying to do it in a couple ways. One is our fair funding proposal, which we've talked about several times over the past several biennia, and we're going to come back at it. It's something we all believe in, and frankly, the school districts of the state believe that whatever money is allocated, it's not allocated in an equitable way. We have to make sure that equity is at the basis of our funding system. The Supreme Court has talked about that in the past, and we have to think about making sure that kids that need an extra lift because of poverty or because of their English learners, we need more resources for them. So we're going to be looking at several of the general funding categories to make sure that we have equity as the basis of that.
A special education funding, I know, is another priority. That is a category. Where are there shortfalls? What do you think needs to change?
Well, the categorical aid for special education hasn't increased much or at all over the last couple of biennia. And so we're trying to double down on that and increase it at a reasonable way. It's not percentage-wise a great percentage increase. And then also, as I said before, we're looking at our general aid to weight certain kids higher and that would be kids from impoverished backgrounds and kids with students with disabilities and English learners, all three of those groups of students, which the Supreme Court actually called out several decades ago when they talked about this, that we have to make sure that those kids get that extra lift.
Any other particular areas of focus in this funding request, and especially in the funding increase?
Oh, absolutely. One is one in five of our kids have mental health issues, and that's clearly been a discussion in the media across the state of Wisconsin. We're proposing some additional resources for that, for teacher training and, frankly, community training around that particular issue, and also some money for resources for social workers and so on to help navigate the system to make sure those kids get the help they need. So that's really critical. I think that's something the governor's talked about in the past, the legislature's talked about in the past, and we're trying to amp that up, frankly. And then the last thing I'd like to listeners to think about is the whole issue of summer school. We believe that's an underused resource. We believe that summer school can be fun and kids can learn. They can avoid the summer slide that happens with kids falling behind. And there's various places in the state where we believe we can increase that and make a difference in kids' lives. Frankly, summer school should be treated just like regular school. School is school. We want it to be fun. We want it to be challenging for kids, and we're really trying to ramp up summer school also.
Now, some news just out. School report cards, not for the students, but for the schools themselves and districts, have come out. They've been in the news. I haven't broken down all the details. I understand these report cards are kind of a moving target because the standards have changed from year to year. That said, looking at what's come out, what do you make of them?
Well, overall, I think they're a good reflection of the success of our state. The majority of our schools and the majority of our school districts do a good job. I will say that we need to have a report card that is even more robust and more reflective of Wisconsin values than it is now. And we're limited by certain things, but I think it's a good first step, and it's something that is going to be a work in progress over the years. We have to make sure that things that we value at the high school level are really part of it. We have to make sure that our choice schools are involved in the system. Right now, we don't have enough data points to include them, and so it's going to be a growing process. And as it grows, it'll become a much better system.
As we wrap up, some Republican leaders in the state legislature have hinted that they might be open to some school funding increases. Are you optimistic that some or all of your requests might be met?
Well, I'm sure we'll have good. Not a lot, but some of the issues that we've proposed are in different proposals that we've seen from the assembly side, from the governor discussion, and so on. So I think we're going to find some common ground. And even if we don't find $700 million, at least we can have, I believe, starting out a robust discussion of how funding happens in our state. And I'm really looking forward to that. So I think it can be a very productive session.
Superintendent Evers, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Take care.
That's Tony Evers, Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction. He joined us today to talk about the budget proposal his department submitted to the Capitol for the upcoming state budget.